Blog
Hello.
Talk Radio.
Let the Lord God liveth, before whom I stand. I live my life as a servant, righteous and holy, spirit and truth. This is True Worship Radio.
Lord God Almighty, who art in heaven, this show is for His glory. Praise Him, praise the Most High. Amen. Once again, just going to come together for about 15 minutes to discuss some things going on in the world, some challenges that I'm dealing with, and I'm sure you are too, in our life here on planet Earth, also known as Terra. By some, those that believe or follow the extraterrestrial part of life, and which we're hearing more and more about lately, if you're into studying alternative news, not just what the mainstream media talks about. Anyway, again, what I want to mention first off, let's just sing a little song, get in the presence of God, acknowledging Him for all His many blessings. We're just going to sing praise Him. Praise Him, praise Jehovah, praise Him, praise Jehovah, praise Him, praise Jehovah, our God. Praise Him, praise Jehovah, praise Him, praise Jehovah, praise Him, praise Jehovah, our God. Amen. Glory to God. Praise Him for the Holy Scriptures, our Savior, that teaches us wisdom, gives us guidance in this life, let us know what's going on. We are dumb. He's told us what is going on, and we praise Him for that. Amen. Glory to God. Just want to say some, clear up something that I had said before. You know, I started reading the book of Enoch. There had been a lot of talk about the book of Enoch and that it was mentioned in scriptures about Enoch. And I'm just going to be honest. I studied the book of Enoch and looked at it. And like God had told us, especially in Revelations, He also told us somewhere else. But we can remember there at the end of Revelation, He said, nobody add to this book. And I had mentioned it before many times that God can bring us His word without mistakes or error. We just need to focus on it. And so that's the main thing we have to remember, is that it's all here. It's all here in the Holy Scriptures. In these 66 books, we don't have to look outside other than using the dictionary. It's all here. What I found in reading the book of Enoch, there was one verse in there that mentioned something about creating giants 450 feet tall. Now, I've heard rumors that there's giants as tall as 70 feet, but 450 feet, that's a bit much. And then it also took away the deity of our Savior. God is our Savior, Jesus Christ, and that was confusing. So, again, my apologies in that. I am no longer studying the Book of Enoch. I am only focused on the Holy Bible. It is complete, and I praise God for the redemption. Again, that's what we have to use as our discernment, and he mentions that to us time and time again, always thinking, you know, excuse me, don't trust everyone as your friend or believe anything that you're told. You have to go to the scripture, see if it's true. Pray to God for guidance and wisdom, and he will not let you stray. If you stay in his hand, if you're praying, as he tells us, three times a day, if you're living a holy life, seeking his truth, he's not going to let you go. So you, it's not. One thing good about me reading the Book of Enoch is nobody can tell me what's in it. You know, I know what's in it. You know, so now I have the understanding of what's in it to tell you that it's not God's truth. You know, let's focus and stay with the Holy Bible, that when you read it, you keep it, you understand it. It's unlike any other literature in the world. And so, again, I praise God and thank him for that understanding. Amen. Glory to God. Another thing that we must focus on and always remember, no matter what, there's a lot in this world that is challenging, a lot that will cause us to become, or well, it's a lot of things that possibly could bring about bad feelings or negativity, but we have to remember that God is love. And over in his holy scriptures, he tells us that the commandment is to love one another as I have loved you. You know, forgiveness. You know, we are warned that this life is going to be long suffering. We're warned that. So it's not going to be pitchy. You know, if you stay in God's truth and do what he tells you and think before you sign anything, remember, it's all Babylonian money system contracts. So don't just sign your name on anything. That's what's really important. Stop and say, no, it's okay. You know, that's where they get you, it's in contracts. If you agree to it, then they can make your life miserable. You know, listen to me from experience. So don't sign all contracts. But you still have to love and forgive one another so that you can continue to reap God's goodness and bounty and blessings. Comes from a good, loving experience. We are energy. It's energy in this body that is making it work. When you get to different levels of spirituality, you know, you will understand that it's all about thoughts and feelings, you know, and so you want to always radiate a good, loving, holy spirit or feeling focused on God the Creator. He is everything. We are nothing. We always have to remember to focus on him. And then those negative, evil, whatever kind of spirit thoughts, they will flee from you and leave you alone. That's what we want. We don't want to have anything to do with them. So that's what's really important. Praise God for his love. Again, just some verses here, John 13:34, new commandment I give you, that ye love one another as I've loved you, that ye also love one another. John 15:12, this is my commandment, that ye love one another as I've loved you. John 15:17, these things I command you, that ye love one another. It is just throughout the Holy Bible. 1 John 4:7, beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. 1 John 4:11, beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. So that is the focus. You know, just be loving. Just, you know, keep your conversation right and just elude love. Amen. Glory to God. Just real quick, just want to point out, too, mentioned in the last one, we were talking about the different names, and just want to make sure that there was no confusion. Remember to follow Nazarite7 on Twitter, because not only what I treat scriptures every weekday, then I also tweet thoughts, and sometimes I retweet thoughts by others, kind of like Kurt Franklin and a few other people. but follow Nazareth on Twitter. But what I wanted to make sure that was understood was that, you know, a Nazarite is someone who is separated unto God, living a holy life, trying to please him. Hebrews is the group of people that God chose to make himself real to, okay? It wasn't the whole earth. The earth was to learn from these people. These people were the salt of the earth that had the flavor, that had the truth, and then the other nations outside would look. So that's why we have to be very thankful and cherish our relationship as born-again believers to the one and truly God, the most holy God. And then you had Israelites. And again, there's a big group calling themselves Israelites, but Israelites was the soldiers of the Hebrews. They were like the Marines. You know what I'm saying? So that's the difference between Nazarites, Hebrews, and Israelites. Again, I'm not really sure that that was clear or if it was confusing in the last show, but that's what's important. Amen. We just praise God for his love and his goodness, and we have to really, really stay focused. No matter what you're going through, don't think that, you know, God has forgotten about you. You know, one thing that I can say, God has been working in my life since I was a little child, but, you know, I was just really seeing a lot of activity in 2013, and it just seemed like, again, from some decisions I made in 2014, that it had gone cold. I'm just going to be honest. So, you know, in 2015, I was like, oh, my King, where are you at? You know, I'm still reading the Word. You're still speaking through the Word. I have no doubt that he spoke to me different things point blank through his Word. And so reading the book of Enoch, I was thinking, okay, maybe this is something new. This is something, but no, it is not. We need to stay focused in those 66 books. Our God is mighty. He gave it to us all in those book of books. The word of the king is power. That's what we're told in Proverbs. So we just want to make sure to stay into those books. Again, this is a 15-minute show. I will come to you again. I thank everyone for the listening. I hope you retreated. Whatever I can do, let me know. Shoot me a question or anything. May God continue to bless us all.
Thank you for tuning in. This show is sponsored by Janice Smith. Be sure to listen next week, Friday, 5:30 to 6 for more. True worship of our Father in heaven. Read the Holy Bible and pray day and night, as he tells us in Psalms 1. He's worthy.